Thursday, January 30th. When you're waiting for something horrible to happen, time seems to slow down, which means the school day drags on and on and on. I am so exhausted, I can barely keep my eyes open. That's because I was up most of the night either crying or having nightmares. My life feels so out of control. Right now, I'm supposed to be in the janitor's closet getting a refill for that hand sanitizer thingy in the library, but I've been so stressed out all day that I need to write in my diary really, really bad. If I don't take time to vent about what just happened, I feel like I'm going to explode. I've been a nervous wreck all day, wondering if Mackenzie was actually going to carry out her threat and report us for the great toilet paper caper. Since it was getting toward the end of the school day, I started thinking she was just playing more mind games. Maybe she had decided not to go through with it after all. But sure enough, while we were shelving library books, the office secretary sent down 3 passes for Chloe, Zoe, and me to meet with Principal Winston right away. I so wished we hadn't toilet papered Mackenzie's house like that. Now we were going to have to suffer the consequences. Chloe and Zoe and I hung our heads as we silently walked down the hall to the office. It felt like we were going to our executions or something. The worst part was not knowing whether our parents had been contacted or whether they were going to be there at the meeting. When we entered the office, the secretary smiled and asked us to have a seat right outside the principal's office. "I have to run a quick errand," she said, "but I'll be back in a few minutes. Principal Winston is still on the telephone, and as soon as he gets done, he'll meet with the 4 of you." 4 of us? That's when we turned around and saw Mackenzie sitting there staring at us with her beady little eyes. We took a seat right across from her. Then we tried our best to ignore that girl. OMG, we were so scared. It was pathetic. But Mackenzie just sat there with this little smirk on her face. I think she was enjoying watching us squirm. Talk about awkward. But more than anything, I wanted to slap that little smirk right off her face, and I seriously thought about doing it too. Hey, if it was left up to Mackenzie, Winston was going to give us the worst possible punishment, like being kicked out of school. So by slapping her silly, what did I have to lose? I'd just be expelled for 2 things instead of 1, but I decided not to do it. Suddenly the door opened and Marcy rushed in.
OMG, I can't believe I have all of you together, she gasped.
Mr. Zimmerman wants me to do an investigative reporting piece on a controversy at school. I heard through one of my sources about an incident that happened between you guys a few weeks ago.
You did? The 4 of us responded and blinked in surprise.
Yes, and it's unbelievable. This story is breaking news and it will be on the front page tomorrow. I'm hoping it's going to get picked up by the local press and maybe even AP National. Mackenzie, I'm here to interview you and get your side of the story.
This was not good news for us.
You want to interview me?
Mackenzie asked, as she smiled, batted her lashes, and slathered on 5 layers of wretched revenge red lip gloss. Then, being the drama queen that she is, she sniffed and dabbed at fake tears.
OMG, it was just so... so... traumatizing. But I'm willing to share my very tragic story with the entire world. So, Marcy, why don't you, call Brandon so he can get a close-up photo of my pure anguish?
That's when I threw up in my mouth a little.
Chloe and Zoe just rolled their eyes. That girl was so full of garbage. Her breath smelled like the city dump.
Do you mind if I tape this interview?
Marcy asked.
I'd like to have a permanent record.
Sure, Mackenzie answered.
That'll be great, Marcy said. Now let's get started. Mackenzie, I heard from a very reputable source that not only did you steal Nikki, Chloe, and Zoe's costumes for the Holiday on Ice charity event, but you locked the girls in a dark storage closet at the arena as well. What is your response to this allegation?
OMG. At first, Chloe, Zoe, and I just stared in shock. Then we couldn't stop snickering. Mackenzie looked like she'd seen a ghost or something. But the funniest part was that her lips were moving, but there was no sound coming out. Probably because she knew that every word she said was going to be recorded. That's when Principal Winston finally opened the door to his office.
Good afternoon, girls. Come right in. I believe you requested this meeting, Miss Hollister.
Mackenzie looked at Principal Winston and us, and then she looked at Marcy. We looked at Mackenzie and Principal Winston. Then we looked at Marcy, too. Marcy looked at Principal Winston and Mackenzie. Then she looked at us. Only I could have sworn she winked. All of this looking at each other went on for what seemed like forever. Suddenly, Mackenzie cleared her throat.
Actually, Principal Winston, I just wanted to have a little meeting to, you know, ask you about,
She looked around the office nervously and spotted an apple on the secretary's desk.
The apples! In the cafeteria! We really need more apple stuff. Like apple dumplings, apple pie, apple sauce, apple turnover, apple, everything.
Mackenzie said nervously. I couldn't help but imagine her standing there like an airhead with a huge tray of apple snacks.
An apple snack for you, and an apple snack for you. Everyone gets an apple snack.
Don't you agree, Nikki? Mackenzie asked and batted her eyelashes all innocent-like.
I shrugged.
No, not really.
I was not about to bail her out of this one.
Principal Winston looked highly annoyed and scratched his head.
Miss Hollister, you actually requested this meeting to discuss adding more apples to the cafeteria menu?
Yes. Apples rock,
Mackenzie said and smiled really big.
Well, okay then. I'll mention your idea to the head cook. Now, if you girls don't have any other pressing matters to discuss, I do have quite a bit of work I need to tackle, Mr. Winston said, glancing at his watch.
There's nothing else I want to discuss, Mackenzie rambled on, and I'm pretty sure there's nothing else my good friends here want to discuss either. Right, girls?
We all just folded our arms and gave her a dirty look. Then she continued.
Thank you for your time, Principal Winston. Now, you get right back to work. We know you're busy, busy, busy. And we're all going back to class. Right, girls? And we're going to study, study, study.
Just like that, our meeting with Principal Winston was over even before it got started. When we finally got back to the library, we did a group hug. Only this time, it included Marcy.
OMG, Chloe, Zoe, and I were so relieved that fiasco was over.
We thought for sure our parents were going to be called in and we were going to get expelled from school, or worse. We couldn't thank Marcy enough for helping us out of that big mess.
You guys are the only friends I have here, she said shyly.
Well, we consider you a friend too, I said.
Unequivocally, Zoe said.
Absolutely, Chloe added and gave her jazz hands.
That's when my curiosity got the best of me.
Actually, Marcy, what I really want to know is this. How did you find out about Mackenzie stealing our costumes and locking us in that storage locker?
Every investigative reporter has their secret sources, and mine is a super reliable one.
Then she held up a very familiar newspaper. Sometimes, Ice Princess held hostage by Mean Girl. We cracked up laughing. Apparently, Brianna has been handing out her Sometimes newspaper to kids in her class, and Marcy's little brother had brought one home. I could not believe Brianna was actually putting all of our personal family business in the streets like that. But thank goodness she had. Another strange thing was the timing of Marcy's interview with Mackenzie. Perfect.
He was in the girls' bathroom and overheard Mackenzie bragging to Jessica that she had scheduled a meeting with Winston to get you guys kicked out of school, Marcy explained. Mackenzie also said she was pretty sure your dad was going to close his business to come work full-time for her dad, and as soon as he did, she was going to convince her dad to transfer him to the other side of the state just to get rid of you.
I felt like I'd just been hit in the face with a bat. So that was the master plan. If my dad stopped working for WCD, I would lose my scholarship. But to make sure I was permanently out of her hair, Mackenzie was going to convince her dad to transfer my dad to the other side of the state? Which meant we'd have to move. And if he refused to move, he'd end up unemployed. After he'd pretty much liquidated his own successful business and sacrificed the WCD scholarship he'd arranged for his daughter. I felt so sorry for my dad. He probably had no idea he was dealing with such ruthless people. That's when I noticed all three girls staring at me. Nikki, are you okay? Zoe asked. You don't look so good. Actually, I don't feel very good. I think it was that leftover spam casserole surprise we had in the cafeteria. I lied. I could not believe I had gone through all of this drama for the past month, only to find out in the end that I might still have to leave WCD. I blinked back my tears. Then I prayed my dad wasn't planning to quit his job to work for Mackenzie's dad full-time. But after he'd gotten rid of his van last week, the likelihood of that happening seemed very high. At least things turned out okay for Chloe and Zoe. But the thought of having to say goodbye to them and Brandon was just heart-wrenching. They say, life is like a box of chocolates. But my box is full of the yucky, gooey, smushed cherry ones. Ick! And that stinks.